probably the critical issue for everyone is the NSAI IS465, which has now is being considered by the National Standards Agency. We need to get certainty and guarantees within that. I think that will be critical in terms of how we go forward, not just for homeowners who are going through this horrendous situation, but also for the industries from our side on the banking side especially as well. And ultimately, you need people to buy these homes into the future. A market only exists if there are sellers and buyers for any different commodity that is there. And until we get some certainty on that and we get the market moving and we get more people through the scheme with a good outcome at the end, that's really the objective for this year, to get real pace into the scheme and ultimately to fix parts of the scheme that may be needed to be fixed. And the government has responded on different parts of the scheme in the past. This is the scheme that's there, and I think there's a collective responsibility in all of us to try to make it work. The number one priority from a banking perspective, as I think it's as I said at the meeting, is around remediation of people's homes. Not people to be concerned about bank balance sheets or what's going to happen in the future. What's really important is we get people back into their homes and that we get confidence through the process of the IS465. We're working with different players, different stakeholders, to see what we can do to help in that process. And I did make the point in my remarks to the council itself that, you know, the banks have absolute commitments to duty of care to people as we work our way through this. You know, we've close to 200 people who work in the main pillar banks in County Donegal with 22 branches. They're real people living in real communities. Many of them may well be affected by this problem themselves. This is an issue of importance to very senior executives and to boards of banks across the country. It's our market. It's our country. We have a responsibility to deliver for people. And as we work our way through solutions for people, hopefully we can do that.